AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll have our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now, we'll check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors. Stacy Lowe and Brian Tunney will be along with our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report. WGCH newsletter time is 7:51. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich for his monthly legislative report. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
Going okay. And we'll start with kind of a look back. Last time we talked, you were getting ready for your rally in Stamford for tax relief. How did that go?
It went very well from all the honks, judging from all the honks. People think they're taxed too much here in Connecticut, and they're very concerned about the rising inflation and cost of living. And so we, as a Senate Republican caucus, have said that we need to do a special session in order to deliver more tax relief that's immediate and across the board. There hasn't been really across the board tax relief since the inflation, other than the gasoline tax cut. We want to see a sales tax cut or an income tax cut in order to deliver relief to everybody rather than something narrow, targeted at a constituency that's very narrow, or something that people only get once a year when they file their tax returns.
All right. Any movement on trying to get any sort of special session called?
Nope. I mean, you know, the first step is proposing something and trying to let the public understand that we can do this and trying to garner public support. And then that hopefully will move the majority to want to trigger something. But there's certainly been no indication from the majority yet that they're interested in a special session.
And I know another thing that you know, people are talking about is the increase in the diesel tax that happens every year. And this is in light of inflation and a lot of people asking you about how this is impacting their prices and their costs.
Yes. I mean, especially the small businesses. You know, I had a small business guy mention it to me just the other day. It's funny, there was the governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, was down here with Bob Stefanowski recently, and he didn't know about this automatic increase in the diesel tax. And he goes, and he was told about it in front of reporters. He goes, "What? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Our economies, our small businesses, they run on diesel." It was a candid moment, but it was telling. I mean, no other state would let this happen, especially when small businesses and consumers are getting hurt so much in their tax so much. So that's something that should have been fixed. We shouldn't have had a automatic increase in the diesel tax this year.
All right, so things we've talked to with other legislators, this increase coming up with insurance, 20%. What's happening there? Any steps being taken to try to deal with this one?
I mean, no, there frankly hasn't been. So just for your listeners' information, the 9 insurers on the individual health insurance market, the healthcare exchange. So if you get your health insurance not through your employer, not through Medicaid or Medicare, you'll go on the individual health insurance exchange. The 9 insurers proposed a average 20 or 21% increase in premium for the coming year. That's insane. It's across 9 insurers. So it's not like there's only just one or two who are asking for it. Listen, this is a failure of policy. The government needs to create marketplaces that are affordable for consumers, for families, and small businesses, frankly. You know, they tell me about the problem of healthcare costs all the time. I was at a forum with Steve Meskers yesterday, and we talked about this issue. I think there's around at least five proposals from my vantage point that would be good, that could lower healthcare costs and that could lower health insurance costs. Two of them are from my colleagues, Senator Wong and Senator Kelly, reinsurance and a benchmarking plan that they've been working on for a couple of years. And if three others are bills that I've our proposals that I've talked about or submitted. One would be to roll back certificate of need laws, which are like permission slips for healthcare providers to expand their services. They shouldn't need a permission slip if they meet all the general regulations. Another would be to bring in more healthcare professionals to the state through reciprocal licensing with healthcare professionals who are licensed in other states. And another would be to look at all the regulations in the health insurance industry, the mandates. Connecticut has some of the heaviest health insurance mandates in the country. That reduces consumer choice and increases costs. So this, I mean, 20% increase, come on, the people in charge need to be held accountable. We need to change the laws. We need reform. So we should get to work on that.
All right, and then finally, I understand you want to weigh in on this week's reported or attempted mugging on Greenwich Avenue?
Well, everyone's seen the video. It's so striking. I mean, Greenwich, Stamford, our surrounding areas, we're a pretty safe area. So something like this happening in broad daylight, so brazen, is pretty disturbing. But in the past year, we've seen shootings in broad daylight, even in Stamford. That's unacceptable. This rising crime, especially serious crimes, especially shootings and homicides across Connecticut, it's really demoralizing. It's hurting people. It's proliferating victims. And the state needs to lead. Homicides in our major cities have probably increased over 80% over the last 2 years. And in the interim, we passed this major police overhaul in 2020 on party lines that tied the hands of police and I think galvanized many criminals. And obviously we've seen a rise in serious crimes across the country, but it's been higher in Connecticut than the rest of the country, which is a shock because we have a greater degree of social capital here in Connecticut. It's traditionally a much safer state than the rest of the country. So I think our policies at the state level have precipitated worse and worse crime here in the state. We got to give police proactive policing tools back. We have to reduce the liability over the head of police. We need slightly stiffer criminal penalties for people who are repeatedly committing felonies. I think this is a totally solvable problem. I think it's totally solvable. We just need the political will to do it.
All right. State Senator Ryan Fazio, as always, thanks very much for your time. Take care.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.
You too. State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich joins me third Thursday.